And Kathy Dawes now, along with a whole group of folks, and it is Battle of the Badges time again. And I tell you, this is always a very fun segment, a little bit of ribbing and, you know, smack talk and all kinds of fun things that go on during this segment. But we'll actually have you on for two segments, so everyone should have equal time during this discussion. But Christy Ingles with the American Red Cross. Christy, we'll let you set the stage. I know that this is always really a lot of fun. It's all in good spirits that we try to bring more blood donations in. But tell us what the plans are, if you could.
Well, this is our 14th annual Battle of the Badges this year. It'll be next Monday, July 24th, from 11:15 to 6:30. And then again on Tuesday, July 25th, from 7:30 to 1:30. Sorry, we're extending it a little. At St. Thomas More, we'll be at 2900 Kimball Avenue, and we would just really appreciate your blood donation. This really is a fun time. We really enjoy it. It's a little bit different, a little bit more fun than our regular blood drive where we're, you know, just going through the motions, I guess. It's fun to have the fire, police, and EMS there and kind of, you know, jarring our donors for a vote to win this giant trophy that I think we have in here somewhere.
Yeah, we brought it with us.
Riley County Police brought it with them. Miss Alex Robinson, of course, public information officer, had to speak up at that.
That's
point.
Right.
We'll allow them that.
They
one.
Like to polish it a lot, I think. They keep it like looking really nice throughout the year. So.
Good to know. And I do want to remind our listeners, if you want to try to get in on this discussion, if you can get a word in, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN, which reminds me I need to get that up in case anybody does that. And I know that, I guess let's just kind of go across the room, and everybody will have, you know, the reason they're involved and some of the things that they hope to accomplish. And I guess Captain Micah Heideman wasn't able to be here after all, but Driver your name, we will get correct this time, Greg Vandekriek. You are a driver with the Manhattan Fire Department. And I know, Greg, I think you've been on before. Kind of
yep,
share with
I think
us.
I've done it,
yeah, and get the mic real close to you. You yep. can prop it up if you need to. But share with us, you know, why you really think people need to be thinking about the fire department when they come in and get blood.
I think the blood donations are something that can affect us directly. I volunteered a children's burn camp, and a lot of them, when they're going through the burn unit, receive lots of blood transfusions and things while they're going through that. So sometimes I see directly and see the value of it. I'm a donor. I go in there, and I don't like needles, but I tough it out and do it anyways because I know
have
it's
tattoos.
Important.
Don't tell me you don't like needles.
Okay. Doesn't mean I
that
like
was EMS that had to get that drive in.
Doesn't mean I have
We're
to like
We're off to a good
them,
start.
Right? But, yeah, and it's fun because we all get to go up there for the day and kind of hang out. And most of us that are here like talking with people and things like that. So it's a chance to interact with the public and just talk about whatever they want to talk about, whether it's blood stuff or why that fire hydrant on the corner got sprayed all over the yard or whatever it was. So it's a good time.
Kaylee, I like your spirit.
You
kind of had to get that little tattoo comment in there.
She's feisty this morning.
Riley County EMS. And, of course, you provide a very vital service. And you see quite frequently, I mean, probably almost on a daily basis, a need for blood. But
absolutely.
Share with us why folks need to cast their, you know, donation ballot, I guess that's what we call it,
yep.
to Riley County EMS.
Well, it's really simple. We save lives, and we save their families' lives, and we're there for them when they're having a medical emergency. So really, it's the only clear choice is to vote for Riley County EMS.
Are you running for mayor next?
You never know.
Well, we have Riley County Police, and last but certainly not least, and we did hear a little bit from Alexander Robinson earlier, Public Information Officer, RCPD, and you had to, of course, tell everyone that you brought the trophy in. You won last year.
I didn't want anyone to worry about the safety of the trophy. So.
Okay. Well,
it's
share
radio.
With us.
No one can see it.
You were the victor last year, but I think it was pretty close, if I remember correctly. Is
yes.
that right, Christy?
It was like 3 votes, I believe, something like that.
So don't get, you know.
So we had a mandate from the people is what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, share with us, you know, of course, Riley County Police Department and all the good things that you do. And you know, here's your chance to kind of put in your little advertisement, I guess.
Right. So, you know, we don't actually – in the end, I don't think any of us actually care if you vote for us. We care if you come out and donate blood. But if you're going to come out and donate blood anyway, you might as well vote for the best looking uniforms in the city.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Uniforms or like faces? What are we?
No, we're going uniforms. Oh, okay. Yeah. If we go faces, we're not going to get any votes.
Well, and I know, and Christy, I don't know, I was here from the get-go.
Right.
I was here for the very first one, so I remember how this rivalry is sort of built through the years. I can't tell you exactly who's won how many times. I don't know that it matters.
It's on the trophy, but we don't want to look at that, so.
We don't?
No.
You sure?
No. I'm thinking that must mean fire. I think that's fire.
We jumped out pretty far early on, so now we've kind of like backed off the last couple of years to make competitive. it was looking pretty bad for a while.
Well, now I know, Christy, there's sometimes some interesting tactics. Unlike a regular election, per se, they are allowed to kind of use a little bit of coercion. And I know there's been treats and little things they give people. Kind of share with us some of the fun that they have.
It kind of started out that the police department showed up with hamburgers and hot dogs and a grill, and they kind of gave those out. And then fire department showed up with some pizza, and then EMS came with ice cream. So, you know, now I think they all kind of have their pins and you know, pot holders and all kinds of different things that they give away. So it just kind of each year they sort of surprise us. We don't know what's coming, but it's a lot of fun. We allow them to open doors for donors and give them pins. A lot of whoever brings pins usually asks them to vote for them with that pin. So, you know, they have fun. I think our donors really enjoy it. It is, you know, it's just a fun way to make that blood drive a little something extra, a little bit special.
Kaylee, I know that Riley County EMS, just a slight disadvantage because staffing-wise, you don't have quite as many people as probably Riley County Police or Fire.
And we don't, so you should feel sorry for us and vote for us.
Okay, well, that's kind of where I was going. But we do have a phone call, so not everybody can have us. I guess you'll have to share, somebody will, a set of headphones. But let's go ahead and listen to what our listener has to add today. So go ahead, please.
I'm not able to give blood. I was in Germany between 90 and 92. I'm not qualified anymore. Is there an alternative way to donate?
Oh, that's a good question, Christy.
We always would love to have your time. So if you wanted to volunteer, you could get in touch with me or with our volunteer coordinators who coordinate the blood drives, and we would love to have you participate in that way.
But I'm guessing she can't vote for one of the agencies.
That's right. She can't, but she can make a big difference. You know, we are always wanting more volunteers. We have awesome volunteers who come every time, but definitely, you know, that's a great way to help out. And then helping us spread the word. And I was kind of sharing before we got on the air that we have fewer donors signed up right now than I think we've ever had. So we need people that, even if you can't donate, you can be spreading the word. So help us recruit donors. That's great.
Thank you, listener. Thank you for calling in, 537-1350. And it looks like, Alex Robinson, did you want to add a little something?
Right. And so we have the fewest donors we've ever had, right?
Right.
And we're in a blood emergency?
Correct.
So I think we really need people to sign up and come on out and support not just the three of us, but everybody in the city. If you need blood at some point, you don't want to hear the words, there's a blood emergency. That's not a good thing to hear.
And then all three of you representing your agencies would, I'm sure, definitely say that. And Christy, it does bring out a good point. Sometimes people aren't eligible. I don't know if we want to go through some of that also.
Yeah. The main thing I would tell you to do is, if you have questions about if you're eligible, give our eligibility number a call before you come in. It's 1-866. Sorry. So it's 866-236-3276, and they can answer any questions that you might have. We also have this great new tool. It's called our Rapid Pass. So the day of your donation, you can go onto your computer, you can go onto your laptop, your desktop. You read through all of the information before you come in. You answer the questions before you come in, so you know before you even come in if you're going to be eligible to donate or not. And so to do that, you just go to redcrossblood.org, and then it's /rapidpass. And so then you can email that to your phone. You can print it out with you. bring it along with you. And it not only helps you to know, you know, ahead of time if you're eligible, but it also will help you get through a lot quicker when you come in to donate. So a win-win for all of that. But yes, we definitely do have a critical shortage right now. We have a shortfall of about 61 pints of blood where we need to be over the last 2 months. So that shortfall is about the equivalent of us not having any blood drives at all for 4 days. And here in Kansas, we have about 15 blood drives every single day to make sure that we have enough blood on the shelves. And so we just want to make sure that that blood is there for those people who need it.
And, you know, really, as you're talking, and I know we're all joking around today, but there are some very serious times when blood is needed. And I'm sure you see that even in the work that you do, Christy.
Yes. Actually, a couple years ago, I was working with a family in Chapman, Kansas. Their son had cancer. And it was really definitely in the 14 years I've been here, this is the thing that has stuck with me the most. This mother told me that of all of the times that they're stressed and that they worry, I think any of us would worry if we have someone going through cancer. She said the best thing is that she never worries if that blood is there. She said that when they're told, when they're in the hospital and they're told he needs another treatment, he needs something, they wheel him down to the lab, they get him that blood that he needs, and they've never worried about it. And I feel like that is the best thing I could have ever heard. I feel like we all, you know, we have these blood donors who just go every 56 days and they don't even realize what they're doing. But to these parents and family members of those people who need that blood, they are literally saving their lives and they are taking that stress off of them. You know, we follow so many people on social media who talk about the need for blood or their child with cancer. And we all want to help them. We all want to reach out and do something. And this is something that you can do. This is something that is very hands-off, I think, you know, as far as actually being there directly. But it makes a huge impact to those families who need it.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back for another segment with these folks. And I'm sure they can share with us special things they have planned for the blood drive. we'll kind of get into that a little bit and some other information about the basics of giving blood. But again, Battle of the Badges. Christy Ingalls with us today, American Red Cross, Manhattan Fire Department, Greg Vandercreek. Also, Riley County Police Public Information Officer Alexander Robinson and Kaylee Proctor with Riley County EMS.